Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. My name's Dan Club, and I'm here from live inside the studio for our latest fan cam. I'm joined by Sparrow to the right of me. That guy there, probably the coolest looking guy we've ever had in this building. And I include myself in that. And I'm also joined by the big JC, Jamie, of course. These two wonderful individuals join me to watch the Reds pick up a crucial 3 points, an away win in that white kit. Can you believe your eyes? I certainly couldn't. Jamie, what do you make of it, mate?
I thought we were pretty good. I thought there was some decent attacking play. There was a little bit where we were getting a bit bogged down, but it's a Moyes side away from home. He was putting 11 men behind the ball. Bright sparks. I thought Jones was good. Again, I think he's proven that he can hold down a place in the team. I thought Diaz was good when he came on. Mm-hmm. When they got Matip got man of the match, and I was thinking Matip man of the match. And actually, he didn't really put a foot wrong and scored a goal. So yeah, you know, decent all round performance, I would say.
Yeah, it's a fascinating one that actually, because Matip. A lot of me, Chris, and Paul spoke before the game when we see Matip's in the starting line. I think we all kind of went not sure about him performing that Canate role because he hasn't quite got the pace. We even thought Joe Gomez might be better suited to it, but like Jay says, he ends up getting man of the match, ends up getting the winner, Sparrow. But Matip was boss, wasn't he?
He was, and it was understated. And obviously, Jürgen's buzzword this last week seems to have been stable, and that's it. It was a really stable performance, especially from Matip, in a season where stability's been the one thing we've really lacked. Yeah. And yet, the goal is just a cherry on top of the cake, isn't it? It wins us the match. It typifies everything. He's done his job, just a little bit more, and that's it. It was very, as it was stable, it was workmanlike from most of the team. Mm-hmm. And in a performance where the job's done, that little bit more is what stood out. Yeah. And he's got the goal, and that's, in the end, that little bit extra has been what's been the defining point in the whole game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't argue with it. But until someone said it before, I wouldn't have I'm there going, who's got man of the match? No one stood out apart from maybe Curtis, who seems to be growing into that. He's kind of a genie Wijnaldum plus. Yeah. He doesn't lose the ball, but he's a bit more dynamic. The only other person that stood out is Matip today. Mm. So yeah, out of those two, I wouldn't have given it to anyone else. Definitely.
Yeah, 100%. He was brilliant. Like I say, he didn't put a foot wrong, and he really shut me up, to be honest with you, because he was brilliant, he was, and I didn't expect it from him. I was kind of starting to think his Liverpool career might be coming to a little bit of a damp squib of an end, actually. I thought he was just going to sort of fade away into the abyss, and we might sell him in the summer. We're not really going to get the send-off he probably deserves, but tonight proves that he has still got something to offer. You've both mentioned Curtis Jones, Jamie, so I'll come back to you on this one. I think, similarly to Matip, I think a lot of people question where the future lie for Curtis Jones just a matter of weeks ago. But I think we're now 5 consecutive starts into what has been a very good little run of displays and run of performances from him. Tonight was probably the pick of them for me. I think his use of the ball, and also the stuff we don't really attribute to him in terms of the winning the ball back and sort of doing that defensive stuff. He had everything tonight, didn't he? And that was I'm reticent to say coming of age display, but that was a display to suggest, and we spoke about it earlier, it's like Jurgen Klopp's got a pot of money to spend this summer. Curtis Jones is going out there and saying, I don't care how much money you've got to spend, I'm a part of this, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think he's always had that confidence in himself. He's not going to be bothered who we sign in the summer. It's almost, his performances are growing more mature. I think we're all you see him and it's like, oh, just slam a 25 yarder in, but he's being asked to rein that in. He's always been good on the ball. Mm-hmm. Thought he was good. Even in the first 5-10 minutes, some little bit of interplay with Robertson down the left hand side. I think I was surprised, maybe surprised to see him in the team because his fitness has been that dodgy all season. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, we'll give him a rest eventually. But I'm really glad he's getting this run now. And yeah, I think he's definitely proven that he belongs at least in the squad. At least he should be one of the first options off the bench in midfield rather than the guy who plays in the third round of the FA Cup. He should be a really viable option for Liverpool, whoever we sign in the summer.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah. No, I make you absolutely right. And he's making himself that at the minute as well. And he's actually keeping Thiago out of the side right now because that's the role they're both sort of vying for. And whether it be fitness related with Thiago or not, Curtis Jones has got the shirt. And you've got to say, based on that performance tonight, he deserves it and he's sticking by it. So fair play to Klopp for having the faith and fair play for Curtis Jones to actually keep producing those performances. Before we come on to the final lad, Spav, I want to speak about one more person. And Jamie made a point earlier that I was making some incredibly interesting noises. Interesting, when Cody Gakpo did anything. I just love watching this lad play footy, quite frankly. I do. I think he's absolutely extraordinary. And I made the point that he hasn't had a pre-season. He's come into a side that's struggling. He is playing out of position, technically. He's learning on the job. And we spoke about Roberto Firmino and what he can offer in terms of experience. I think that's priceless of what he's given the likes of Cody Gakpo. But he is taking that to a whole new level. I've said it before. He's got everything that Firmino has and potentially a little bit more because he's a little bit quicker, he's a bit bigger, he's a bit stronger. And I love Bobby Firmino, but Cody Gakpo, mate, his goal is brilliant. Speak about his goal, of course, but his all-round play, his intelligence, his use of the ball, he's phenomenal, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's Bobby, but 2 stone heavier and 1/2 foot taller.
Yeah.
He does everything, but with, again, the dynamism, the power, all the trickery is there, the football and intelligence is already there. And bearing in mind, as you said yourself, he's not had the pre-season, he's not settled into the team, he's essentially having the same impact this season that Diaz had last season. Mm-hmm. He's revitalised, there's competition, everyone's, and he's there's imagination, yeah, coming in the front three, whereas sometimes we've lacked that, especially when Mo's having a game where, like today, it was always, none of the bounces went his way.
Mm.
And it must be frustrating for him because he's got all that, everything Mo is. Mm-hmm. We all know, and you can't say more about Mo than what we already have. But sometimes it's just not his day. Yeah. Today wasn't his day. And Gakpo just kind of, it's that invention.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it looks like luck, but it's not, because you can't be that lucky that often.
No.
He's that type of player where he just makes things happen. And it's great. We're all there going, oh, that's lovely. Oh, again. Oh, Cody. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you'd be worried if you're in a bedroom with him. Honestly, the noises we're making about this, man. Oh.
It's exciting, though.
It is. It's lovely to watch. And yeah, you imagine with a full pre-season under their belt,
yeah,
and you've got Gakpo laying on passes to Diaz.
Mm.
And then even if Nunes is in there as well, it's going to be unreal.
No, you're right.
I'm not saying they're the new front three, because you can't take Mo off that, out of that team. You can't, not yet. But looking at him, you're going, there's not a defence in the world is going to want to come up against any two of those three with Mo's quality and his ability to just finish from anywhere at any time and change a game in a second. No one's wanting to play against that.
No.
Not when they've had a full pre-season, because that's been our problem this season. No pre-season and Diaz out, Gakpo not bedded in. It's all been a bit disjointed up front.
Yeah.
That goes away.
Yeah, 100%. He's not the finished article yet, I think it's fair to say, but it's just exciting to see someone in what has been a bit of a shit show of a season so far for the Reds. And listen, we're ending well at this point. We could end up even better, who knows? But like I say, it hasn't been the season we all hoped. So to see someone like Gakpo come in and just hit the ground running, essentially. He's had a couple of performances whereby you go, okay, hasn't really done a lot, but there's something there for me and I'm really excited by it. One final lad I want to talk about, we can't really end the show without doing it, it's Trent Alexander-Arnold again. He is always the hot topic. You can't, like Jude Bellingham and transfers, you can't have a show without mentioning him. But this again tonight, Jamie, was another, it was a very, very impressive display in that new role of his, wasn't it? And listen, we all kind of praised him during while we sat here saying how well he was getting back into that right back position as well, because that's something we mustn't forget. Yes, his passing range was there. Yes, he's in midfield. Yes, he's anticipating, reading the play really well. And because of his defensive instincts, which do exist, by the way, he actually wins the ball up higher for us up the field than we were doing. But talk to me about Trent again tonight.
Yeah, I thought he did well. I like the new position. I feel like the only negatives were, but that these are negatives that existed when he was a pure right back, if you want to call it that. That ball over the top again. Benrahma was getting a bit of joy, but I actually thought he dealt with him really well on a few occasions. Even if it wasn't necessarily a clean tackle, it was just putting him off his stride or holding him off until there were other people there.
Yeah.
Some good incisive passing. I wouldn't say he kind of like ran the show like the Leeds game, but I'm definitely looking forward to seeing us going into next season with this. Hope it's something we continue doing. I don't necessarily, the Trent debate, I don't necessarily see him as a permanent central midfielder. I think he can do both things as long as that cover's there.
Yeah.
I thought Matip did really well in that, which I wasn't quite sure of that.
No.
But overall, yeah, very impressive again from him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's an interesting one. I tend to agree with you in terms of the fact that I don't see him always playing this hybrid role. I think there will be games and moments in games where he does have to slot back in as a conventional right back. I actually thought we'd see more of that tonight with it being Matip. But like you say, Matip actually covered pretty well. Anyway, lads, been a pleasure. We'll be back very shortly for some player ratings on the very same topic of the very same game. Paul is also doing his post-match stuff right now. We've got Chloe down in East London providing her reactions. Me and Chris will be on the instant match reaction a little bit later. And, of course, we've got the final word show tomorrow morning, which Jamie will be on with Abby and Steve Plunk, I believe. That's been a pleasure. Until next time, I'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.